Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
5:53 it is this Tuesday morning. Reverend Thulani Ndlazi is the outgoing secretary of the South African Synod of the United Congregational Church of Southern Africa. Reverend, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, my brother. God is good all the time, sir.
You, as the Synod, have decided to add your voice to try and influence more South Africans to get vaccinated. I suppose it's an easy question to ask, but let me ask it anyway. Why?
You're absolutely right. It sounds easier, but the truth is it is easier said than done, because as much as we have all this campaign that we've been running in the country, motivating people to get vaccinated, in spite of all the increasing number of statistics of people who are getting infected and unfortunately in some instances succumbing to death, we still have a lot of people who are having hesitancy and reluctant to get vaccinated. And of course, fake news and all that misinformation out there and conspiracy theories, they have discouraged quite a number of people from getting themselves vaccinated. So as church leaders, we felt that it's going to be important that we don't leave this to the government alone, but we support the government in their efforts to vaccinate people, and that we as the churches, because in South Africa, more than two-thirds of the population are Christians. And so what could have been the best institutions other than the churches that could motivate people to get themselves vaccinated? So we're doing this to save lives.
So what are you hoping to do then, Reverend? Are you going to encourage all the clergy, the men and the women of the cloth to, I don't know, go and be vaccinated, take public pictures and videos, share it with the WhatsApp groups of the congregations? How do you envisage playing itself, or how do you see the campaign playing itself out?
Basically, we are actually accelerating this campaign. We started late last year by creating awareness, and when the vaccination became available for the citizens to get vaccinated, we spearheaded this campaign. We started this campaign of taking pictures, posting them on social media. The United Congregational Church is a member of the South African Council of Churches. So we started this campaign under the umbrella of the South African Council of Churches. But having realized the hesitancy, as you already know, that only few provinces in this country, they have reached the target number of people to be vaccinated, we decided we're now going to take it to another level by not only taking pictures as church leaders, but also run campaigns where we invite people to our church premises to come and get vaccinated on our church premises. And of course, we are also posting pictures and videos on our social media so that people will be motivated and know. If they see me, for instance, as a reverend getting vaccinated, then they will probably know that it is safe. It doesn't have 666 and all those conspiracies.
You, as a Synod, also condemned the hoarding of COVID-19 vaccines by foreign countries. We've got, I know the United States is contemplating as early as next month introducing a booster jab, which would be the third of the jabs that hundreds of millions of Americans have already obviously enjoyed. In the United Kingdom, I think they're now starting to inoculate children between the ages of 16 and 18, while we still have many, many parts of not only this country, but certainly the African continent, I imagine other developing nations that are waiting for vaccines to be delivered.
One of the things that COVID-19 virus has reminded us as human beings all over the world is the spirit of Ubuntu, that you are a person because of other persons. We need each other. Even the wearing of masks is all about me protecting you, and you wearing a mask, you are protecting me from you. When countries manufacture vaccines, they cannot prioritize profit before saving lives. We need to save lives. It is against the spirit of Ubuntu. It is against the principle of love your neighbor as you love yourself. When countries hoard these vaccines. It's not like they are running a shortage. They are hoarding them so that they can maximize profit. So we really condemn that. We encourage our South African government through our ambassador's office in the United Nations to put pressure on these manufacturing countries, particularly the countries from the Northern Hemisphere, that they need to make vaccine available to all countries, especially the developing countries, because the more people get vaccinated, the better for the economies and the better for the healthcare systems of these countries.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Reverend Thulani Ndlazi, the outgoing secretary of the South African Synod of the United Congregational Church of Southern Africa.